It might come as a surprise that there are any natural springs in Prague at all, but in fact there are over 100 of them at last count. But those figures may soon be consigned to history in Prague as well as the rest of the country as these once important sources of drinking water disappear through neglect. The prospect has depressed environmentalists, some of whom have set up a new internet project to save the springs. On a cold September morning, Rosie Johnston visited one of Prague's greenest outcrops to see some of the springs in danger and find out more.
Well, I'm standing at the first of three springs that we're going to see today up in Divoká Šárka, which is a very beautiful natural part of Prague. And I'm here with Michal Kulik, who is from the Association of Young Nature Lovers. And he is in charge of a project called eStudanki, which is mapping the springs, the natural springs that are here in the Czech Republic, and trying to preserve some of the springs that are endangered. So my first question would be about maybe the number of springs that there are here in Prague in total.
No, Praze, jako ty přesný čísla neexistují. Zhruba před 30 lety.
We don't know exactly how many springs there are in Prague. Around 30 years ago, a survey was conducted which found around 250 natural sources of drinking water in the capital. And around 15 years ago, there was a follow-up survey which found only around 120 of them.
Can you tell me a bit about this project eStudanki?
We've been trying to maintain springs around the country for the last 10 years, and we mainly do this through a system of volunteers. But more and more often, people write to us that they've seen a spring in their travels, or that they have one in their garden and they can't look after it, perhaps because they haven't got the time or the strength. And so we thought to ourselves, let's chart this information. And it should prove to be an interesting historical document, because with all of these springs disappearing, people in the future will be able to look at it and say, look, in 2008, they had this spring here.
A vědělo se, že v roce 2008 byli takoví tam a tam.
After a short walk downhill, Mr. Kulik and I come to the second spring in question.
No, tak tady vidíme, Šárecká Habrovka.
This time has a little roof on it, and it's called Šárecká Habrovka. And Mr. Kulik says it's actually in a very good state after the spring, which was the last time they came to check it. There's much less water after the summer. In the spring, it was gushing over the sort of the breach that's there, and now it's sort of trickling beneath it. But it's looking very pretty, and it's one of his favourites. Mr. Kulik says that it's quite natural and indeed a reflection of our times that springs such as these in the capital are drying up or finding themselves buried under urban development. Still, he's hoping that awareness raised by the eStudanki website will help to ensure at least some springs' future.
Rosie Johnston reporting from the field there on how environmentalists are doing their best to save the springs.